Hey everybody, I want to do an update on the possibility of false flags and what I'm seeing out there. When it comes to these big theatrical world stage events, I always like to explore and try to analyze the predictive programming in the news and also in the bot activity on Twitter. I find that they often telegraph what they're going to do because they need to prepare people for the possibility so that they suspend their disbelief and that they jump to the programmed response. Now, they also do this in entertainment, but they mix it in with so much bullshit. Like, I'm not going to sit through Hollywood movies looking for predictive programming clues. I'm not going to watch The Simpsons. That's just not in the cards for me. But in this video, I want to especially cover the predictive programming lately in the news and what I think it means. All right, so if we had to predict next steps here, one of the most concerning recurring narratives is this idea of dirty bombs, that Iran was thwarted in its efforts to have nuclear weapons, but they can still take that enriched uranium and make some crude bombs and then blow them up in some American city, wreaking havoc and having lockdowns, right? Can you imagine the stay-at-home orders and the lockdowns and the radiation risks, which will of course be contested. There's a lot of very interesting claims in the counter direction. That would definitely get the fear on high alert and then get this idea of public safety, public health, and give that the reins to control people, right? Where have we seen that before? Yeah, that's right. For 5 years since 2019, with a bit of an intermission as of late. So let's cover this recurring thread in the news coverage. They say that Iran's got this large stockpile of 60% enriched uranium. They say that's not weapons grade, but it's sufficient enough to construct a crude nuclear explosion device, aka a dirty bomb. So the IAEA estimates that Iran has 972 pounds. Of 60% enriched uranium. They have this Democrat congressman, Bill Foster, who they say is a physicist, sounding the alarm, quote-unquote, about a classified congressional briefing from March 2026, so that's this month. He says, quote, Iran can use that material to make a handful of Hiroshima-style nuclear devices, not the sort you put on a missile, but the sort you can deliver by a number of other ways and are very hard to stop. The idea that he's hinting at, presumably, is a large crude device transported and detonated without a missile. And they call this concept a dirty bomb or a crude nuclear weapon. Now, I think most of this messaging is bullshit. There's so many questions about whether nuclear bombs exist as described, but let's save that for a different video. They're trying to scare people about the possibility that Iran's enriched uranium could be diverted to Hezbollah or ISIS. Another storyline that they're saying is they're claiming that the last supreme leader had a fatwa, like a religious order, against building nuclear weapons. But now he's dead, so apparently the fatwa is expired. So they're like, well, I guess they're not legally bound by morality anymore. They might just build a dirty bomb. And here's a new angle that I just came across for the first time today. Truth about Iran's, quote, plot to detonate Amazon package bombs on American doorsteps, as experts reveal twisted terror attacks that pose real threat. What I think is interesting about this is they're taking an extremely ordinary human experience, which is unfortunate. I hate Amazon too, but many, many people deal with Amazon boxes every day. So if they can get people afraid of these ordinary objects, these everyday objects, just like they did with, say, skyscrapers and planes back in 2001, they can instill this fear that, like, at any point, a plane's going to come crashing into your apartment or your Amazon bomb's going to blow up in your face. So in one of my last videos, I talked about how they had been telegraphing and kind of prepping people for the possibility of Jewish communities being attacked. That's a big update that we have today. The police and the mainstream media of the world are starting to announce these events and start listing them out and kind of building this case that Jewish people around the world are under attack and the risk is growing. So unfortunately, I expect this trend to continue. And this maybe to be one of the catalysts that they use to say, nobody can have any freedom, nobody can have any privacy, nobody can have any peace. And they're prepping people for more of that into the future. They're also prepping people to be attacked in major US cities, framing it as like military action from Iran or their allies, maybe China or Russia. But it's also a very important list just to think about in terms of false flag possibilities. I also covered previously how they had been prepping people for the possibility of lone wolf shooters, quote-unquote small cell sleeper cells. And I think this is very telling because it's easiest to fake. The larger the operation gets, the harder it is to fake. So let's go through some updates here. Daily Mail put out this chilling list reveals which U.S. cities would be targeted first in World War III. And of course, we wouldn't even be talking about our cities being blown up if it weren't for Trump and Netanyahu illegally attacking Iran. And now Lebanon, with no good reason. It's absolute evil. So my city's on here, Houston, Texas, New York City, of course, Washington, D.C., and others. We'll have to see which way they go with this. So some big news broke this morning. At 1 a.m. local time, the UK authorities arrested 10 men who they say were surveilling Jewish people in the UK. They say somebody in the Jewish community reported suspicious activity. They investigated it, and they found this network of people allegedly spying on Jewish populations. And the kicker, they say that they were passing their location data that they were collecting back to Iran's intelligence services. So it seeds this idea that Iran is planning to start attacking Jewish people who they've been keeping tabs on in the Five Eyes countries. So they've hardly told us anything at all except the ages and the locations, as in like the cities where these people were arrested, and some minor details about their backgrounds. Like one is an Iranian national. The other three that were arrested on the primary charge were dual British-Iranian nationals. Allegedly, they haven't shown us the mugshots. They haven't released the names. They have charged the people under Section 3 of the National Security Act of 2023, which criminalizes assisting a foreign intelligence service. And they certainly haven't shared any details about the type of information that was being chronicled, what was being sent back to Iran, what we know about what they might be using that for. And that's not to say that I would believe the police's claims. Probably the opposite. But specificity is important here if we're evaluating the veracity of the claims. And then, of course, there are major commentators and the mainstream media jumping on this, saying, Jewish people are under attack. They're going to be killed in the UK. This is very serious. We can't just pretend like this is not a big issue. This man used to be one of the official Israeli government spokesmen during the onslaught of the people of Gaza. He says, the Iranian regime is planning violence on British soil. It's a major domestic threat. Here's the man with the, quote, number one ranked Israeli podcast. While the UK is debating international law, Iran is trying to kill Jews on British soil. There's also been similar incidents in Canada. It's hard to tell what's real anymore and what's used just to create a headline for propagandistic purposes. There is a reported shooting of an empty synagogue late at night in Toronto, Canada, but they haven't released any video footage. Okay, so that was a pretty action-packed update. Let me know what you think in the comments about the dirty bomb threat. The UK saying they arrested Iranian spies collecting information on Jewish citizens. What do you think about the threat where they're going to put the bombs in our Amazon boxes? Thanks for watching this video. Keep speaking out. Keep fighting this monstrosity. Cooler heads will prevail. Don't fall for the fear factor. And have a great day.